Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance for this hour's news. A Huron County man has been sentenced following a guilty plea for engaging the services of a prostitute. Nathan Matthew Ledger appeared in district court admitting to the charge of involving a neighbor in the village of Ubley in the act of prostitution. Defense attorney Stephen Allen told the court that Ledger, who has a court-appointed guardian due to a cognitive injury, is currently serving time for a separate matter. Ledger apologized to the court during the hearing. The judge sentenced him to 6 days in Huron County Jail to be served concurrently with his existing sentence. Ledger is also required to pay $675 in fines and costs and must undergo mandatory AIDS and STD testing. And a Carroll man is being held in Tuscola County Jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed was minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures Michigan, Jacob Comperda has taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators allege he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the group's decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this point in time. Officials say the case still remains active. Records indicate Comperda was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, or by strangulation. He was released on parole in August of 2025. And a Michigan high school student is receiving national recognition after placing among the nation's top scholars in American history. Rowan Kosminski earned third place in the U.S. Department of Education's Presidential 1776 Award, a nationwide academic competition honoring exceptional knowledge of America's founding and constitutional history. Students from all 50 states first completed the rigorous Impossible Civics test online. The highest scoring competitors advanced through regional semifinal rounds before traveling to Washington, D.C. for the national championship. The three national finalists were recognized at the White House, where they met with President Donald Trump. Kosminski says he plans to study economics at the University of Pennsylvania. The national champion was homeschool student Miriam Washit of Wyoming, while Summer Bronstetter of Washington finished second and announced plans to attend Hillsdale College. President Trump offered to write Bronstetter a letter of recommendation during the White House visit. The combined scholarship awards, totaling $250,000, were presented to the three finalists, who all received presidential challenge coins in recognition of their achievement. And we'll be back right after this.
As we celebrate Independence Day, we also pause to recognize an extraordinary milestone, America's 250th birthday. For 2.5 centuries, our nation has stood as a symbol of freedom, opportunity, and the enduring spirit of its people. The 4th of July is more than fireworks and family gatherings. It's a time to reflect on sacrifices made by generations of Americans who have protected the freedoms we enjoy every day. We're especially grateful to our veterans, active duty military members, and their families. Your courage, service, and sacrifice have helped preserve the liberties we celebrate today. Thank you. Whether you're spending the holiday at a backyard barbecue, enjoying a local parade, watching fireworks with family and friends, or traveling to make memories, we encourage everyone to celebrate responsibly. Please drive safely, keep an eye on your loved ones, be careful around fireworks, and look out for your neighbors. From our family at Thumb Broadcasting to yours, we wish you a joyful, safe, and memorable Independence Day. Happy 4th of July and happy 250th birthday, America. God bless you, God bless our veterans, and God bless the United States of America.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.